You are listening to Dr. Rob White from the AULC Ministries. Find us on Facebook, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, and TalkShoe. And be sure to visit www.aulc.us for more free resources.
This is your story.
This is my story.
But most of all, this is the greatest story ever told.
This is God's story.
I know you're going to enjoy the incredible journey you're about to embark on. The story is brimming over with tales of mystery, intrigue, adventure, of love, heartbreak, and triumph, of power, of struggle, and finally, of redemption. But remember, the Bible is not 100 ancient, unrelated paintings, but a mural all knitted together to tell the story of God's great love for us and the extent to which He will go to get us back. As we go through each session of the story together, my hope and prayer is that God would refocus, recenter, remind, and rebuild our lives on what is important. That's why I'm really looking forward to spending this time with you as we explore your story, my story, and ultimately how we all fit into the greatest story ever told, God's story.
Can you imagine yourself as an actor or actress in a play? You have everything you need. You have a part. You have a place to stand on the stage. You even have a costume. But what you do not have is an understanding of the story. You've never read the script. You don't know the screenplay. You don't know where it started. You don't know where it's headed. You just find yourself on the stage. Many people go through life like this. They don't know where life began. They really don't know where history is headed. Wouldn't it be great to read the script? Well, the purpose of the story is to help us understand God's script. He has written a saga, a sweeping screenplay, and we all have a part in it. What a tragedy not to know your part. As you dive into the Old Testament with my friend Randy Frazee, he's going to help you understand the upper story of God and the lower story of God. In the upper story, we'll find God's eternal plans. The lower story is what we're working out in our day-to-day lives. Learning to interpret our lower story in the scope of God's upper story is really essential in understanding God's purpose in our lives. We want you to know your part in God's play, because your part is an important part in His plan, and His plan is something you don't want to miss.
Hello and welcome to the AULC Ministries. I am Art Achilles, an AI lay speaker here at AULC. I am filling in for Dr. Rob while he is out with medical issues. He may be out for several weeks, so it was decided that I would start doing The Story by Randy Frazee and Max Lucado once again. We have done The Story both as a sermon series and a Bible study. This sermon series is a 31-week series based on the book called The Story. If you are interested in picking up your own copy of The Story, visit our website at www.aulc.us, or scan the QR code, and you will find links for picking up your own copies. So, let's begin. The Story is one continuing story of God and His people, and it is the Bible in story format. Told very much in the way that it was told before writing began. Now, let me ask you a question. What if you were part of a story and didn't know it? That's a great question. Have you ever felt like this? Things are happening around you and you are just not sure what is going on, or how you fit in. Or have you ever had someone start talking to you and telling the long and complicated story involving people whom they assume you know? You stand there politely nodding your head, desperately trying to figure out what and who in the world are they talking about. I remember several years ago, September 11, 2001. Watching the events as they unfolded, desperately trying to find some kind of purpose or meaning. People all over America began to seek deeper meaning for their lives. Life has to mean more than just random unrelated events. There has to be purpose, or are we just like the guy on the move? No script, no direction. Just ready, set, action, and then we are left to figure life out on our own. God, on the other hand, wants us to be fully aware and to fully realize that we are a part of a story, His story. We are full a part of it and have always have been a part of it. He wants us to know his plan, his storyline, and how we fit into it. In fact, look at Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, where it says, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Note that word, workmanship. The word workmanship used here is the Greek word, poema, from which we get the word poem, an epic story. In essence, what Paul is saying here is that we are part of God's story. The word literally means fabric or something that is crafted together like threads that are woven together into a fabric. God has woven together history into a story. All of the events in human history are a part of God's divine story. And here's the amazing part, we are part of that story, that epic poem. We have a part in God's story. Long before you were even born, God has prepared you to be woven into his divine story. He has woven this story throughout the ages, and you are woven into it. And God wants you to know this. He has had his eye on you even as you were being knitted together in your mother's womb. God has been watching you. We are a part of this amazing story of God, the story of redemption, the story of blessing, the story of love, the story of forgiveness, the story of grace. You are a part of that amazing story, and that is exactly why we are doing this study.
We are doing it because I want you to understand God's story and how you can be a part of it.
The central character of the story is Jesus Christ. And I want you to grow in your relationship with Christ. In fact, as we read through the story, I want you to see that on every page in every chapter Jesus appears. It may be a little subtle at times, but you will find him there because he is the central character of the story. And I want you to have a relationship with Christ, an ever-growing relationship with Jesus. And that is only going to be enhanced when you understand God's story and how you fit into that divine story. In fact, that epic poem that God is designing is a story that brings us life. Or what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 19, the life that is truly life. A life of purpose, eternal value that is a part of God's story, the life that is truly life, not make-believe but the real stuff. I want that kind of life. How about you? Yeah, we all would. And God wants to give it to us. In fact, Jesus says, that's the reason I have come. In John chapter 10 verse 10, Jesus says, I have come that they may have life, and have it to the full. The what? To the full, the max, the abundant life, a life of meaning and purpose, not one aimlessly, wandering, chasing after stuff, literally the super abundant life, beyond abundant life. And God wants you to have that because you are a part of his story. And to understand this life, you have to understand his story, and to understand his story, you need to understand the Bible, and that's why you should join us in doing this study. But for many, the Bible is daunting and can be overwhelming to us. But the Bible isn't hundreds of unrelated stories, but it is just one big story. Many times we read about the Bible, we read what others say about the Bible, but too few open the Bible and read it for themselves. The Bible is the story of God. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 starts out, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." Now, if you flip to the end of the Bible to Revelation chapter 21 verse 1, we read, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away." So we find that God created a heaven and an earth at the beginning, and then at the end of the story we find that God creates a new heaven and a new earth because the first had passed away, which might cause to ask, what on earth happened? I mean that literally. What on earth happened? What happened from the beginning to the end? What took place? And if you understand that, you will have a grasp on the one single story of the Bible, the story God. And I promise you, that if you stay with us over the next 31 weeks or so, you will have a grasp of what happened on earth and what God's divine plan is. It is, in fact, the greatest story ever told, but that's not a cliche. The Bible tells how God goes to great lengths to rescue lost and hurting people, and that is what the story is all about, the story of the Bible, God's great love affair with humanity. I am going to ask you to do some things over the next several weeks. What I am asking you to do is to prayerfully be committed to going on this journey with me. These are not hard tasks. The first one is, read the story. Each chapter is about 12 pages. Read one chapter each week. You can read in one sitting or just 2 pages a day. If you have the book, that's great. And during the next several weeks of this sermon series, you need to stop and reread the chapter that I will be preaching on. This week I am talking about chapter 1, so you will need to go back and reread chapter 1 again. Family time or together time, just read the story together out loud together as a family, whatever works best for you. How many of you want your children, grandchildren, friends and others to follow God? The fact is that if you're dependent on someone else to save your kids, grandkids, family members and friends and transform them, it's not going to happen. It's not that someone else can't do that for you, it is just not enough. They can't replace you, but, if you will sit with them and engage them in the experience, your chances go up astronomically that they will not lapse with God when they leave the home. Many of you don't have family here with you, not a problem. You and your roommate or other friends here, set a time and sit down and discuss it together. Start a small group Bible study. You will best maximize your experience if you go through this with a group. It will enhance your enjoyment. It will create some discipline for you if you know you are going to have to meet with a group and talk about it together. It will give you some accountability. A number of years ago, a study was done on people who were trying to quit smoking. Those who tried it on their own, willpower alone has a success rate of between 0 and 1%. Not great success. Then they looked at people who used some kind of tool. Like if they used the patch, their success rate was a little better, between 3 and 5%, but as you take a tool and added community, some kind of support group, the success rate was 45%. That is the power of accountability, the power of the group. The storybook is the tool. But if you want to maximize it, you need to be in a group. Weekend worship. I'm expecting you to be here every Sunday through this whole program. Not only will I be preaching on the same chapter you will be studying, but so will the Bible study group each week too. Now I realize that vacations, family obligations, and life happens, but you can go to our website and listen to the message, or you can even download it to your MP3 player. Invite others. People are interested in the Bible and what it has to say. Studies show this to be true of both those in the church and out. Take this book with you and read it everywhere. Somebody is going to ask you, "What are you reading?" Finally, whether you know it or not, we are all a part of God's story. Now, as we go through the story, we are going to be seeing it at two levels. There is the upper story. This is the big picture, the meta-narrative. We are going to see the big story of how God created the heavens and the earth and entered into a relationship with mankind, but mankind chose to reject that relationship, and so God builds the program to bring his Son into the world who redeems that relationship. And if we would choose to accept that relationship, we can enter into that relationship with God again in the new heaven and new earth. We are going to see the entire Bible as it is backdropped by the meta-narrative, this upper story, and then we are going to look at it each week through what is called the lower story. The micro story of how the details fit into this big story. By looking at the individual story, we see how they fit into the upper story of God, and then we are going to look at our story. How our lives are woven into this story, and how what happened in chapter 1 affects your life, chapter 2 affects your life, how chapter 3 affects your life, and so on. How it can transform you and work to grow you into Christlikeness and leads you into the abundant life. You see, it is not about just knowing the story, it is about living the story and the part God has for you. And as I close today, I have just one more question for you. Will you choose to align your life to God? That's our Lord's message for this Lord's Day, and we hope you got a blessing out of it. Remember, we all have a story to tell, so make sure that you make your story a good one. For Dr. Rob White and the AULC Ministries, I say go out this week and be a blessing and be blessed. For the more you are a blessing, the more you will be blessed. Thank you for watching and listening, and we hope to see you all again next week. Be sure to come back again for another exciting chapter of the story.
You have been watching Dr. Rob White from the AULC Ministries. Be sure to visit our website at www.aulc.us for more free resources. Athens Universal Life Church is a 501(c)(3) not-for-profit organization. Athens Universal Life Church Copyright, C. 2022 All Rights Reserved.